The space probe Cassini has been exploring Saturn since 2004. Some of the data is interpreted as audio at the University of Iowa, allowing researchers to learn with their ear. Now in the final weeks of its mission, the craft continues to make discoveries, generating more questions than answers, Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble reports.
One of the instruments on the two-story-tall spacecraft Cassini is from the University of Iowa, called the Radio Plasma and Wave Science Instrument. It picks up Saturn's radio waves.
What we're listening to are radio emissions that are generated through kind of the same process that creates the northern lights.
University of Iowa scientist Bill Kurth is taking telemetry from Cassini and converting it to audio files in the human hearing range to hear the sound of Saturn.
It's kind of like a voice print of the planet.
This sound is, for lack of a better term, time-lapse audio. 1 minute equals hours of readings. As electrons quickly travel across a planet's magnetosphere, electromagnetic radiation emits radio frequencies. So does plasma gas. Cassini measures these emissions. University of Iowa scientists have been analyzing this kind of data for decades. They also had these kind of sensors on the Voyager probes. They usually use spectrogram versions, but creating audio makes it easier to get another perspective. Kurth says the sound also generates interest from the general public about science.
When you play the sound, they can start to relate, wow, that's really neat.
One of the mysteries scientists are trying to solve with radio waves is determining the length of a Saturnian day. Each of these bursts represents one planet rotation, which is about 10 hours, 42 minutes.
With a gas giant, you don't really know what the rotation period is because you're looking at clouds. You're not looking at a crater or a mountain that you can just clock how long it takes to rotate.
The planet's emissions should reveal the exact length of a day. But Kurth can't get a steady measurement.
Certain times, we can see a different period coming from the northern hemisphere than what we see from the southern hemisphere. So it's an amazing set of observations that we don't understand, I don't think.
Right now, Cassini is making a series of weekly plunges through the never-explored D-ring layer, the layer closest to the planet. As a point of comparison, this is what the University of Iowa sensor hears as the ship passes a different ring layer from a few months ago.
So this is just beyond the F ring, which is outside of the main ring system. What you're hearing here is literally hundreds of these tiny micron-sized particles hitting the spacecraft every second.
But in April, while making the first pass through the D ring layer, it appears empty. Kurth is surprised.
There is dust there. It was orders of magnitude less dust, maybe a factor of 1,000 or 10,000 less dust than we had seen in the F-ring. If there's dust there, it must be so tiny that our instrument's not sensitive to it.
Cassini has been at Saturn for 13 years, but it's almost out of fuel. In September, the mission ends with the probe deliberately dives into the planet's atmosphere, resulting in complete destruction. Kurth says this is part of NASA's planetary protection plan to avoid contaminating any of Saturn's 62 moons like Enceladus, which has massive amounts of water.
If we went there and found life after Cassini had crashed onto Enceladus, we wouldn't know whether it's life that came from Earth on Cassini or not.
While Cassini's mission ends soon, the University of Iowa will continue to analyze radio waves from other probes, like Juno, which has been orbiting Jupiter since last summer. And the sounds from this planet are equally mysterious. I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.